the state, I guess, gave its thumbs up to it?
The Illinois State Advisory Council of the Historic Preservation folks. Yes, a recommendation was, a presentation was put on by Granacki and Associates. We were there to witness that, and they, the council voted unanimously to make the recommendation to forward it to the Department of Interior and the National Park Service for, what's the word I want to use?
National Historic District but designation?
I'm, yeah, exactly, designated as on the National Historic Register, so.
And the Park Service almost always follows that board's recommendation?
My understanding is that, yes, that that's the history of that relationship, is that they very seldom challenge those kind of recommendations. Sure.
The state panel, I guess, didn't have any, for the city, any recommendations or suggested changes or anything? They just sent it along as is?
No. For the most part, that's correct, but I think there was some information that Ms. Granacki was encouraged to include if she felt that it would be beneficial. They were only suggestions. They were not requirements by one of the council members. So, and I think at the end of the day, that would be given the weight it deserves. And I don't know that Ms. Granacki was going to make any changes in the submission based on that.
So it looks like you're on the verge of having a National Historic District in Macomb, the downtown district.
Well, and, you know, it was interesting to see the process work out. There were several other locations that were having their proposals reviewed for recommendation as well. There was some delay in our presentation due to the late of arrival of some of our folks. Not on our end, we were there on time, but Ms. Granacki was coming from Chicago and she took the Amtrak down and it was delayed due to weather. So actually this was a formality, if nothing else, for us to be there. And we were grateful for the opportunity to see how the process works. But I think many of the council members had already reviewed the information were good with making the recommendation.
I take it as you look back at it now, Granacki having a consultant was almost needed, helpful to get this done.
Well, I think it was helpful. That's for sure. The other candidates that were seeking some action from the council, they all had some level or another of professional mm-hmm. participation and getting their recommendation forwarded. The staff at the Illinois State Advisory Council also was asked for input. They reviewed the process and gave a favorable recommendation. And if you remember, this was a grant that we applied for from the State Historic Preservation Commission to undergo this this kind of professional help in putting together a proposal. So all in all, it was a good process, I think.
I know you still need to wait for the official announcement from the federal government.
Probably 60 to 90 days before we'd hear something from them.
What do you do in the meantime? Anything? Do you start maybe prepping some signs or figuring out how you want to identify the district?
No, I think that we just wait and make sure that we get the designation in hand. And I don't know that we've laid down any definitive plans for how we promote this, at least from this point forward. I think we want to make sure that we make the very best of it and promote it both internally as a means by which to gain some support from our local businesses downtown that want to take advantage of the historic tax credits that will be coming along with the designation when it comes. And then I think we would ask our partners in the downtown, the Chamber, the CVB, to come together and try to put together a comprehensive way of marketing in our downtown with that as a focal point.
Yeah, how do you think Macomb will benefit if it ends up with a National Historic District?
Well, I think it's just one other opportunity for us to promote what we know exists down there, and that my personal approach to it is that those of us that have lived in the community or known very much about our square knows that it wouldn't have necessarily taken a national designation to know that it contains a great deal of history. And I guess if anything, the historic designation formalizes what we have always known for sure and trying to promote as a general rule here in the community. That was in the short few minutes that I spoke before the council regarding our hopes. I told them that we had a long standing commitment to recognize the historic value of not only our downtown but our community in general. So this is just a natural evolution of things, I would say.
Do you know if the city would qualify for any grants as you look to, I guess, sort of freshen up the look of the square in the next couple of years?
Well, I think there's an opportunity for us to use this. I don't know what the exact, both at the Washington level and the Springfield level, money is continuing to be harder and harder to come by. I guess is what I would like to think that, is that if we had to enter into a competitive grant process, this would be one other component that we could use as a selling point to make that grant more fundable from a review purpose or review point of view. So, don't know if there's anything specific out there, but we would sure think that this would play in our favor if there all things else were equal and we had that designation going for us.
What are your personal feelings about getting that designation?
Well, I think it's important. We've had our local historic preservation commission in place for a couple of years now. It's had a little bit of a roller coaster, but things seem to be more consistent and more stable in how those reviews are going. And I think that combined with our facade grant program, I think we're setting in place a pretty substantial package of opportunities for folks and that own businesses downtown, own buildings, I should say, downtown, that want to avail themselves of all sorts of opportunities to engage and try to not only participate from a general point of view and maintain their building, but know that there are some incentives out there that would encourage them to do the right thing and be a part of the process in making our downtown a consistent theme of both looks and appearance and a goal being to make it that much more attractive to bring people to the community to enjoy and ultimately patronize these business owners downtown.
It sounds like even though you got the thumbs up from the state, it's going to be business as usual until you get that official word from the feds.
I think that's important. There's nothing wrong with planning for inevitability, but in the same vein, we don't want to take anything with absolute granted. And we'll see if the Park Service has any review process that we need to undertake before they would give it their stamp of approval. So,
all right. Anything you want to add about this?
Don't think so.
Thanks.
You bet.